I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're looking for a spot to cast a line in the hot days of summer, well, the tail race of a lock and dam in West Virginia would be a strong bet. We'll talk a little more about fishing those tailwaters in a moment. When the temperature's high, fish go looking for cool water, and there's no better place to find cool water right now than in the River Current. Jeff Hansbarger, biologist for the DNR, says that means tailwaters of the state's locks and dams are going to be a strong bet right now.
With increased temperature, water does not hold oxygen as well, not at higher levels, so the fish will be concentrated where they can acquire that oxygen, and that's going to be below the locks and dams. If you're fishing other rivers, for example, like the New River, you want to concentrate below the shoals, but definitely in below locks and dams on the navigable rivers. The locks are going to be the places where there's going to be moving water, and that's going to satisfy them to find food, but also for their oxygen and temperature requirements.
Fish are going to be stacked in there depending on species.
Just depend on the species that we're talking about. You're not likely to find flatheads up near the surface, but they're going to be concentrated up close by those locks because, again, the higher oxygen content. Hybrids and bass and skipjack, other fish species, will be below the locks, more mid-depth to the top of the water column.
Now, Hansbarger tells us if you're targeting active fish, those that are going to ambush a bait, you need to look for that line between the current and the slower water.
A lot of fish will sit more in the slack water or right along what I like to call the seams, where the two different currents, maybe a slower and a faster current, will meet. And that way they can not expend as much energy, but be right by that fast water where it's coming out of the lock. And a lot of times the lock will deliver food right to them. So it's kind of like, why go to Burger King when Burger King comes to you? They can sit there and take advantage of the food that's coming through with the faster current. So you definitely want to be in that area fishing.
It takes some experimenting to find those fish, and you may have to retie a time or two before you're dialed in.
I would just say for an angler, you'd want to experiment with your weight and different size lures. A quarter ounce would maybe be something good to start with, or an eighth ounce jig head or a bait. And when you start hanging up on the bottom, you know, you maybe want to cut back a little bit, but at the same time, if you're not, as people used to tell me, if you're not losing a lure or a bait occasionally, you're probably not fishing right down there where you need to be.
Most of the state's locks and dams have public fishing access, but be sure to be careful. They are big structures and can pose a hazard if you're not paying attention. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.